We're back on with Jason from Woodland Firearms in Barangay. I appreciate your time, Jason.
Yeah, no problem, Adam. Good to be here.
So we talked a lot about ice fishing, went through all the different bodies of water, what has ice, what doesn't, and we talked a little bit about just the fact that you have live bait in stock now. You just aren't moving it quite yet. I got a feeling that might change this weekend.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. Once muzzle loading ends, guys usually put away the guns, break out the rods, and I know a lot of guys that are geared up to go, but just got to get a little more colder weather here, and hopefully everything freezes up and we can get out there.
I think that's happening as we speak right now, at least on the inland lakes anyway. I know there's a lot of slush out there with the heavy snow that already came, but last night, tonight, big time ice making temperatures. So
right.
I got a feeling you'll see an increase in ice fishing traffic this weekend buying bait. All right, let's switch to black powder season, as we alluded to. The guy's out with the smoke poles chasing that buck. Have you heard about any success out there?
Yeah, a couple of my customers bagged a couple nice ones. One guy got a nice 8 just the other day. He brought it in, 178 pounds, beautiful buck, nice rack. He was walking. He wasn't sitting over bait or anything.
Huh?
But that, and then another, I mounted a scope for a guy, and I seen on his Facebook page, he got a nice 8-pointer. Not the one he was after, but a different one. But they're seeing them. The big bucks are definitely, they come back. I had a lot of guys come in that said their bucks disappeared. And once muzzle loading started, got that little break, they started seeing bucks again. So that's good. We typically don't check in a lot of deer muzzle loading, but we are here to do it if guys want to bring them in. So we typically see a drop-off. But guys are seeing them. They're getting them. And with this cold weather, I hear they're already dropping antlers.
Wow, really? Already dropping antlers this early?
Yep. When it gets cold like this, I guess they drop antlers early.
I have heard that before, and actually, now that you mention it, I remember seeing some loose dropped antlers on the snow in right after Christmas, actually, when I was bow hunting one time. So,
a friend of mine seen a 4-pointer he's been watching go through his yard, and this morning he said it come through with only one antler.
Huh.
And then I heard a story of a girl who shot a deer, and it hit the ground, and the antlers fell off.
Oh, what a
bummer
that is.
Yeah.
Jason from Woodland Firearms, I really appreciate your time. We'll check in on the ice fishing next week, eh?
Yeah, no problem, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.